What's up, Man Dog Pod listeners? Thank you so much for tuning in to today's free episode. If you want to hear the full episode, it's available over on our Patreon, patreon.com/YouTheManNowDog. We've got full episode audio and video for everything we've done, a huge archive of tons of fun stuff with all your favorite comedians. Check it out today. Once again, that's patreon.com/YouTheManNowDog. Thanks so much and have a great day.
Okay, so the earpiece is in. I won't really try to be too controlling on your date here, but I might just chime in if there's anything I can do to advise you and anything like that. And we'll get you a second date here. Thanks again for hiring me for this.
I really appreciate it. And, you know, I just wanted to say that, you know, and so I just wanted to make sure we're clear. You don't want to date me. You just wanted to...
Okay, pretty clear.
I know you did. I know you did.
In the text and the phone calls.
Emails and texts and phone calls. Yeah. All right. Okay.
I do think that this will be a nice date for you here with this person who wanted to meet
this
up
guy
with you.
Who wants to. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead. Right. Yeah, I do. I do have that little camera in the glasses. You don't need to kind of look in the mirror and ball yourself up for me.
And I wasn't. But
there's nothing wrong with what I'm seeing, but I just am not. It would break kind of all my boundaries to
boundaries. And I'll be honest with you. I hate that word.
Oh, do you?
I'll be honest with you. I hate that word.
Well, here's a little piece of advice. Don't say it on a first date.
Okay. Don't say what? The word?
That you hate boundaries. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we don't know what this kind of we don't know what this guy's kind of like. He might be, you know, more... someone that kind of is, you know, normally I go for alcoholics, so he might be an alcoholic. And, that. And if he is an alcoholic, of course, he doesn't like boundaries either. But okay, all right. And so we're not dating. You're just my coach. Okay.
Yeah. Separate. Okay. Now, you probably shouldn't, even though if you feel compatible with alcoholics, that's probably who you should avoid right now.
Okay.
But that's not for me. That's for a therapist.
That's for my therapist.
All right.
She's on maternity leave.
Well, okay. Good for her.
All right.
Good for her.
And you're married? No.
No, single.
Okay. Single, but not interested.
Yeah, single, okay. But not interested. Got it. Yes.
Okay, well, here I go. Wish me luck, huh?
Good luck.
Okay. Table for two?
Yes.
Great, right this way.
You are the hostess, I presume.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. Oh, I'm kind of... Oh.
Right over here. Have a seat.
You got rain boots.
Just don't say it. No, don't say anything about the boots. Okay, sorry.
Yes, it was very rainy today, and so I wore rain boots.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I like your Keds.
Yeah, thank you. You can leave now.
That was a good opportunity, if you'd wanted to maybe get to know that person, ask a follow-up question about the rain boots.
Okay.
Just making a statement about them. It did almost start a conversation about your shoes, but I think that's because the hostess was a good conversationalist.
So you think I did good on that, or?
No, I'm just giving you a little piece of advice on that. If that comes up,
well, look, I'm not trying to date the hostess. If anything, I'll date the chef. Okay, but I'm not trying to go with the hostess. What is that going to bring me, huh?
Well,
she's going to tell me where to sit at my house. If I'm going to date somebody here in the restaurant other than the guy I'm going on the date with.
Again, and this is more for your therapist, but maybe remove the idea of status from every person you meet with because it'll open your mind to who you might be compatible with, right? Okay. The chef has the most status in the restaurant.
Yes,
but,
he does.
You know, the hostess doesn't take away from who she is as a person.
Is Tina?
Okay.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi,
David.
Nice to meet you.
You ever go by Dave or just David?
Yeah, I go by Dave.
Okay, because
yeah,
it's going to be hard for me to always say David.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, well, nice to meet you. And
nice to meet you.
You can call me Dave. That's
you know
fine.
What? I'm sorry, I have to go to the bathroom really quick.
No, wait, hang on. What else? Don't wait.
Kind of quick. Okay. Should I go to the bathroom?
Okay, Tina, what happened there? Are you okay? You were doing great. You were doing great, Tina. What happened there?
I just got so nervous because I wasn't ready, and you know, and he's wearing that yellow bucket hat, and why is everybody going? It's not that rainy outside. Why is everybody so rain appropriate?
I don't know. It's okay. I think you're just a little nervous. Ooh. Well, okay, no, if you're going to be doing that, okay, let's turn the microphone and the camera off, okay, and you just use the restroom and we can get back together. Okay.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, I'm taking a big old shit.
Hello, sir.
Hi.
Can I get you a drink or an appetizer? We have wings on special and mozzarella sticks and nachos and spaghetti.
Those are all on special? Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, why don't we do one of each?
Okay.
My date just ran to the bathroom, but I want to have a surprise when she gets back.
That's your date?
Yeah.
Wow.
What does that mean?
Is it a first date?
It is a first date, yeah.
Oh, it's exciting. Yeah.
Did you have like an immediate opinion of them, or
I just picked up a vibe as if she has someone in her ear?
Oh,
yeah,
yeah. She wasn't like super. I mean, I've only met her for like 4 seconds.
I know.
She got up and walked away right when I got here, but
and I saw you in the bucket hat, and I just wanted to warn you, she is. How do I say this? Rain-averse.
Oh.
Yeah, I could tell. When she walked in, she commented on my shoes and everything. Oh. So if you're, don't bring it up.
They look appropriate. They look really appropriate.
I'm back.
Yeah.
And just to put a final pin on that, the mute is right there on the top side for the next time. So we'll just really make sure we hit that before we finish off.
Okay,
all right.
Okay.
Hello. Welcome back. Yeah. Looks like you're chatting
to
someone.
You guys are really hitting it off, I see.
Just getting his drink order and on special.
I thought you were the hostess. I didn't realize you were the waitress as well.
Well, I have many roles here. I also own this establishment.
Talking to the owner.
Yeah, you're talking to the owner.
Salt of the earth.
On special, we have wings.
I heard it all.
We have nachos, mozzarella sticks, and spaghetti.
Sorry, who are you talking to?
Sorry. No. That's sort of something I do. It's kind of like it helps me remember things, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah. She's the owner.
She's owner. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. I like that little memory device.
Kind of a memory device. Yeah.
Great nice. Recover on that one. Really nice. Good excuse.
Thank you.
Well,
you're welcome.
I guess I'll get you some water.
I guess you will.
Yeah, we're going to get some water. I just went ahead and ordered all the specials. We got spaghetti, we got wings, we got whatever the other two things were.
Okay. Nachos and mozzarella sticks.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, it's no problem.
Yeah.
And sorry, really quick, I'm just going to go take a moment with the owner. I need to go speak to the owner.
No, you don't.
Okay, sorry.
Wait, no, don't. All right, while you're chasing her. Okay, you're chasing
her. I'm chasing her.
Oh,
she's back.
I didn't see you there.
Oh, sorry. Real quick question for you.
Yeah.
Are you interested in going on a date with me?
Oh,
after,
my God.
After this
date? I am bi.
You're buying.
I don't know how. I'm bisexual.
You're buying what?
Sorry, I kind of followed you over here. I was so curious about why the server's shoes were wet forever. Why they're never drying off and making noise forever.
Thank you so much for asking that. Yeah there's a leak. Not from the ceiling,
shoe?
From the floor.
What is
from
going
floor?
On? This
and
is
it's
like
just
these
where
flirting.
I stand.
Not,
it's just where I stand
do?
By the hostess.
I see.
And every time I come back to my hostess station, they get wet again.
That sounds hard.
But I recently got
a
Roomba.
Well, you know what? I'm just going to leave you two alone.
You
because
don't have
it
to.
Seems
they're not
like
flirting. It's just
no,
a normal
hitting
conversation.
It all
because
okay.
You clocked me as bi.
Buying what?
Bisexual.
Oh, I'm not familiar with the term.
Oh.
You're not?
You're not familiar with the term bisexual?
No.
How come?
I kind of just got out of kind of a situation where I was in a bit of a sewer situation for a while.
Tina, you are fascinating. You're one of the most fascinating first dates I've ever had.
That is why you're rain-averse. That's
right.
Well, folks, it's the Man Dog Pod. Welcome back. Happy whatever day and time and whatever you're listening to. I'm one of your hosts, Dan Lippert, with my smiling, naturally co-host, Ryan Rosenberg. Hi, Ryan.
Hi, Dan. How are you?
I am just in that perfect zone of should I take the hoodie off, it gets stuffy quickly in this room, should I open the window,
right?
That's where I am.
We got to crack the window a little bit. I think
let's crack it.
I think it is it cracked now? It's cracked.
It's cracked. I'm still stuffy.
God, we're way ahead of the game.
The curtain does so much work. I have to open the curtain.
Yeah.
And we're very excited to have our first time guests here. Welcome to the show, Alyssa Sabo. Hi, Alyssa.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. And Monica Lumba.
Whoa.
She's on Foley.
These
mics are really bringing me into a different category.
Yes.
I wish
yes.
you had headphones in. It's so fun to listen to yourself do those things. But I'm getting great sound on here.
Okay, yeah. Now, I know what that sound was because you're so good at it and it was so clear. But what was that? That was like a bubble popping?
To the listeners at home. Yeah.
It was either a bubble popping or water dripping off like the corner of a house.
Yes. Mm. We knew that. Yeah.
And we will see this episode if both answers are fine. If your Foley is all going to be water related, or if you have a wider array of sound effects you can do.
Thank you so much for asking that. I did wear rain boots, so I do feel like it will be part of a theme. Mm. But I'm also a Dune head, so I imagine that there movies. Will be some Dune related sound okay. effects, just to keep it topical, just to keep people on their toes and
can
being
you
like,
do
hey,
the
I
screaming know. Woman in the song sound?
I like absolutely can
because I can't get it. Okay, good. Maybe that'll come up. No okay. pressure to do it right now.
Okay, no, I could.
I want to hear it.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. I should hold this away.
Yeah.
Like a little bit.
And he's got his headphones
okay.
in.
It's gonna be like crazy.
I'm so interested.
Okay. Oh. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. A little bit of Tarzan in there, I would say.
A little Tarzan.
Yeah.
That's cool. I felt like I was on Arrakis for a moment.
Thank yeah, you so I'd much. Pay I'd pay some spice to hear that at a concert.
Well,
yeah.
Monica's classically trained.
At what?
At Tarzan.
At Dune screening.
At, Tarzan. At singing, right?
Right? I was in a competitive children's choir for like 12 years.
Wow.
So you were a child for 12 years.
I was
so
a child
from 0 to 12.
0 to 12. Yep.
And then you aged out of it.
I just looked directly to camera.
And then you aged out of it.
How competitive were these children?
Yeah.
This is like embarrassing. We would like tour around the world.
Whoa.
Wow.
And so we sang at like the Vatican, at like the Sydney Opera House.
Really?
Wow. We sang for the opening ceremony for the countdown of the Beijing Olympics.
That's very competitive.
You did?
Cool.
Yeah. It was like really weird.
In Beijing?
Oh my gosh.
Or in Beijing, yeah.
That was like kind of a famously cool opening ceremony, right?
So this
what
was,
year
so
was
this
that?
Was for the countdown.
So the countdown is different than the ceremony.
Oh, so it's 1 year before. Equally important.
Almost more important because people wouldn't know when the Olympics are.
How would you know?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So there's a pre-event and you went to Beijing for it, or is that?
How old were you?
I was like, I think China was. What? I think I was this like a freshman fake. In high school.
Oh, okay. So not a child.
But like
I'm thinking
Sydney
like
Opera
four.
House was like, no, you can't sing when you're four.
Yeah, I could. I was singing in church.
I don't know,
you know
what I was singing.
You would have been such a good child star. I feel
was
like
in
missed
church.
Opportunity. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it does singing. Feel like you have child star vibes.
Well, I'm going to take that as a compliment, even though it's sort of an insult.
Ultimately, it is a compliment.
It is. Yeah.
All
I was
the most
shy.
Famous actors were child stars.
Right. Leo. Mm-hmm.
Seth Green.
Brie Larson. Emma Stone.
Who's the magician who froze himself?
David Blaine.
Not the famous
wrong.
Magician.
Not
he
wrong.
Himself, but I don't think he was a magician.
Sorry. When I hear frozen person, I just think Austin.
Good for you. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I was under the impression you were like in China as like a little child, but you were more like okay.
I was
teen.
Like, yeah, this was like elementary school is when I got into like the touring level, and then I was there all the way till. High
That's
school.
Incredible. How many people were in this choir?
There were all my answers will be incredibly complex. I feel like everything has like 20 sentences to it. The final like touring level was probably like 65, 70 people, and then maybe like a couple hundred in total.
Who did you vibe with in the choir?
Yeah.
Or who did you not vibe with?
So
who were your people?
I was an alto one. So,
and for those that don't know what that means,
that like
it means she's
year?
Really talented because she's doing harmony.
Okay.
I just can't sing very high. I vibed with like there was a group of girls that were like a little bit older than me, who were very chill, but there's like the intense people, the type A's, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Normally the Sopranos.
Their moms are like stage mom vibes.
Because they think that just because they can sing the highest, that that means they're the best. And I'll tell you this, it's not true.
Right. Yeah, and they're often...
We have a lot of Soprano listeners on this show, so we don't want to alienate.
Comment below, because we'd love to get into Discord.
A quick side note story, whenever I was in middle school, I was not doing it as crazy as Monica, but we said, okay, so the Carol of the Bells, everybody knows it, right? Yeah, so the soprano line is like, it's like beautiful and haunting. Now the alto part, which I was an alto, is literally you singing ding dong. And I remember this was sixth grade. I was so mad at my teacher because it seemed like not only was he taking advantage of us, but he was like praising the soprano. Like, it was just like the altos were not getting any attention. We went on strike and we made signs that said, ding dong, we will not sing this song. And we did a whole blow because we were so like, he was so annoying and like, yeah, okay, whatever, altos. And you do the sopranos. Oh my God, you guys are so amazing. And that we were like, so we felt we were being taken advantage of. And he literally was like, you guys were right. I wasn't really being as like kind to you as I was. Really? Isn't that crazy?
You used your voice.
I used my voice.
But... good for him to admit it.
Okay. I'm like, I have so many questions. No, tell the listeners what town this took place in.
Oh, this is like middle of nowhere, Pennsylvania. I grew up in the woods.
In the woods.
Yeah, that is so funny.
I think sing a different song, right? Huh? I think no need to go on strike. You can just like sing a different song.
I don't know why we were being that way. We were just like, it was like me and the other altos sort of like at lunch. We were like, nobody even cares. All we're saying is ding dong, ding dong. Like, we don't get any respect.
I do get it. It is like, it's almost like a trick. It's like, you're going to make us sing ding dong. Yeah, like, it's like you're making us sound stupid.
We felt stupid. Yeah. And the Sopranos was like, I can't even do it, you know, but it was just like, they got to do the like haunting, beautiful.
Famously, you cannot do it.
And I can't do it. Ding dong, ding dong.
Alyssa doesn't want to switch. She just wants a new part.
I don't even know what I wanted. Like, yeah. I don't even know. I think like what we got from it is our teacher kind of like thinking I was like weird.
I've certainly never heard of the altos striking because of their part.
Yeah, so he did say like, I remember him being like, you guys are right, and like. And then he was like, and without the ding dongs, the song isn't as powerful. So then, I don't know, but also that's just me. Like, I wasn't getting any attention at home, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
Literally neglected beyond belief.
Beyond belief. Well, it's great that it gave you this wonderful sense of humor.
Yeah, that's true.
You gotta have a sense of humor about it.
You guys are like, how deep is she?
No. I mean, my parents were divorced, so I would go from one house to the other, you know what I mean? But they would both work a lot. So, like, from end of school to, you know, it was a lot of alone time.
Did you have siblings?
Yeah, I had one older sister.
Okay. And what was your guys' relationship like?
She was a senior when I was a freshman, and we had a nice relationship, but, you know, she doesn't want to, like, hang out with her little annoying brother all the time. So it's just sort of like, okay, I guess I'll just sit around and watch TV forever or whatever.
Yeah. So, when did your parents get divorced?
When I was two. So it's kind of all
I ever knew.
Yeah.
So did you feel neglected? Maybe that's a link between comedians, is like spending a lot of alone, you have a lot of alone time to process.
Yes. You got to sort of entertain yourself. Yeah. And you're like, oh, I could just do this out loud.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well, and then like, whose house? No, this is probably a crazy question. Mm-mm. Whose house did you feel like you liked more?
Yes, my mom's house was definitely felt more like homey.
Okay,
and my dad's house was like fun. Like he had like it was planned that way. My mom was like nurturing and letting us know that like this is safe and whatever. And my dad's like, but I have a pool table and cool sports memorabilia.
Okay, that's sick.
But like that worked for me. You know what I mean? It was like. Dad's house is when I would have like sleepovers and have my friends over and stuff.
Yeah.
And then mom's house is where like we would get food.
We were able to eat at mom's house.
Yeah.
But dad had a pool. Yeah. My friends used to make fun of my dad's house because all he would ever have is apple juice and pepperoncinis.
Because
he's like alone all the time. You know what I mean? He's like just him half the time.
Acidic.
Yeah. He loves the spice. I guess.
What's your fridge at its like average that you would be kind of embarrassed by? Like, what are the What would people see in there and like remember for that story?
Right
now.
Oh yeah.
I don't know.
Mine is just, you couldn't make a meal out of my fridge.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't look into my fridge and go like, great, I've got the things to make it. It's like cans of drinks.
Yeah.
Like one thing of leftovers and then just every pickled thing I've ever bought. Like olives,
yes.
Pickles.
And this is like when it's like an embarrassing fridge?
That's or kind is of it new- at rest. Yeah. and then like wilting vegetables probably.
Yes.
Yeah. I feel like mine, I'm like a big sauce head.
Mm. She loves sauce.
So I'll like go to the store and come back and be like, I got it all. And it's like just sauces.
Yes.
Or it's like, I don't have like an actual dinner.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh.
I have nothing to sauce.
Yeah, I'm like, what do I sauce? Yeah.
I just did that. I just went to the store and was like, oh, I got like so much good stuff.
Yeah.
Then I went home and like, but there's no sustenance.
Yeah,
like there's
the
good
chicken?
Flavors. Yeah.
Okay, so you guys are flavor heads.
Flavor heads.
Yeah. I'm actually more of a dip person.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a lot sauce of dips in my fridge.
Yeah.
That are always going bad. And I always have sour cream.
Because you never use sour cream three.
But I'm always like anytime
I'm
at the grocery store, I'm like, need to get sour cream. And I don't because I'm like, you cook with that. But then I never cook.
Yeah,
with it,
it's a
and
lot
it
of
goes moldy.
Right,
I
gotta
always have
that
canned
dairy
peaches.
Stuff, but it always goes bad. My milk, my sour cream,
yeah, yes,
always goes bad. I don't eat it enough or drink it enough.
Yeah,
what's, I drink the sour cream, but
but not enough.
Yeah, not enough.
What's the sauce? What's the sauce of the moment right now? Great, that's still liquid as far as sound effects go,
like,
but that was good.
Oh yeah.
That's the sour cream drink.
And Monica famously has a Costco membership.
Famous.
You have a
that
Costco
I have
membership.
Used.
Yeah, we go there. We
have go
some
there
fun.
Together sometimes. What,
what's so the fun. Big? Is there a thing you always get at Costco?
I have a really hard time doing the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
So holistically. Always,
she's a Sagittarius. Yeah.
I just like the amount of times I've been like, here's what's going to happen when you wake up. You're going to brush your teeth, wash your face. Go, like, I can't do it in the same order.
Yeah.
So, no. But I like the baked goods. I like
at Costco.
Yeah.
Their
what else?
Bread is good.
Oh, the bread.
Wait,
is,
but do you remember fresh. When we went and I tried pizza. To get, remember I tried to get a thing of bagels and they were like,
no. You have to get two.
Yeah, you
and
can't
I was
just
like,
get
what?
One.
Oh,
I was
yeah.
Like, are you joking?
Well, she said you could get one,
no.
But she was like, why would
no,
you?
No, she said you're not allowed. She literally said I'm not allowed.
Really?
Now, these are two opposite
I'm not
memories
joking.
Of the same
no,
thing.
I'm not.
Curious
she would not allow me. I said, I don't want to. It'll go bad. I only need one sleeve. I live alone. And she was like, you got to get two. You're not allowed to walk out of here with one. Do you not remember that? It was
kind
insane.
Of, I don't know. I
the
guess
voice
I don't.
You're doing shows the affection you have for the character, for sure.
That is my voice for whenever I don't like someone.
You gotta get to.
Yeah.
There's nothing better than cutting someone down by making their voice bad. You know what I mean? Like,
just repeat them
it's
to
like,
them,
nobody sounds like that, but we get what we mean.
And she said it like this.
Okay, I have a skewed, I will say some people do say I have like a different version of reality than what actually happens. This is something people have been telling me. So maybe that didn't happen, but you don't remember that?
I don't remember. I remember the incident, but I don't remember. I thought it was like, I thought she was like, you're stupid for only getting one.
No,
like, why would you
she was like, sorry, illegal. She said I would be arrested.
No, she didn't. No.
Okay, now you're starting to lie and we can all tell.
Now she's lying.
She was saying, though, it was like not
she said you should
allowed.
Be arrested.
It was
she you, said you can.
Yes, she wanted to arrest me. Illegal. I was not allowed.
Yeah. I ultimately, the Costco experience, I love. I think it gives some people anxiety, but I'm like, I like the way it's set up. I like how diverse it is up in there. I like the kind of conversations you can get into.
Mm. You're chatting at Costco.
Are you talking other patrons
time.
Or are you talking?
All the time.
Yeah.
It's families.
People giving their recos to you unsolicited. You're looking at something. They go, get that.
Really?
Like, yeah. Okay.
I get into a lot of conversations with men at the bad clothes area.
Bad clothes at Costco? Do you go to Costco?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this will make your butt look really low.
The bad clothes.
You got to get that fleece. That fleece will keep you warm. Yeah, very silly.
Do you have Costco, too?
I do,
everybody?
Yeah. I'm walking distance from this Costco.
I'm on my sister's,
so.
I'll be honest.
Okay,
I'm on
okay.
my sister's.
I didn't know
that
was
the actual
possible.
Card. I have to show them my ID and go, like, trust me.
Trust me.
Trust me.
It depends who you get.
Come April, yeah, you'll need the membership to eat the hot dogs, pizza, etc. Oh,
yes. Which is crazy. That's how they keep it so cheap.
Yeah.
Sorry, did I hurt your ears with that?
No. Oh.
So you guys are all just going to Costco. No Trader Joe's heads over here.
I never go because of the saying it's too much crazy stuff.
Like Trader Joe's?
No.
Oh, Costco.
It's like I don't need a 32-ounce thing of elote dip or whatever. Right. I want it, but I shouldn't do it.
I'm going to try to see. And we're going a little bit back in time on this idea.
Rewind.
Thank you for doing that. I was feeling so much anxiety.
Now
what do
you
I
understand
do?
What's happened. All right. Settle down, everybody. Look, I've been thinking a lot about your complaints that you've been registering about the roles and how I treat you each here in the choir. And I have to say, at the end of the day, I figured out the issue, and it's just that none of you are getting enough attention at home, and you're seeking it out from people here. So I will hear you and appreciate it, but I want you to analyze that too when you tell me that, like, oh, all I'm doing in Say It Ain't So is the, like, guitar a cappella. Right? That's important to the song. I like it. So no worries.
Hey, teacher.
Yeah, Jeff.
I just want to let you know, I'm fine.
Very good, Jeff. We are going to keep you in alto, though. But right. Very good.
Nice. I want to be a bass. There.
That was a very nice low register.
I'm fine at home.
I know. I don't really want to speak in front of everybody, but I know there's some toxic masculinity in your house, and bass would be a little more
respected. No way.
Jeff's dad is the judge.
And I don't want to upset you, Jeff, because I know it could affect anything if I ever go in front of the judge.
We know you have a case next week.
I know.
I know you have a case next week. You got to be nice to him.
And by the way, tell the judge I say hello.
I will.
Jeff's a bass, everybody. Jeff's taking over the bass.
Yes.
Nice, Jeff.
Nice.
Thanks, guys.
Nice,
thank
Jeff.
You. Thank you, guys.
Even though
thank
your
you.
Dad is always busy with all those cases and judge stuff.
Yeah,
like
he never makes
still
it to our musicals.
But it looks like you still got what you wanted. So it's
that's
probably
true.
Good that he neglects you.
That's true.
And remember, if Jeff's dad throws my case out, then we can still, I can be at the county fair next Saturday
right.
For that. So,
yay!
We want you there!
And of course, we'll all be singing on Sunday. That's just for me at the county fair. But I would love to go.
Teacher?
Yes.
So you mentioned like us having issues at home.
Mm-hmm.
That's also not the case for me. Mm-hmm. I like have kind of like a perfect family life. I feel like the issue is when I'm in choir, I lock my knees.
Yeah.
So I feel like
you're doing
that.
Doing it right now?
Yeah, I'm doing
let's
it right
just,
now.
Great support there.
I'm seeing black. So I feel like that's where a lot of my issues come from.
I do think that is a true symptom, and I don't want to get into it, but I think maybe there's some unexpressed anxiety, and that's where the knee locking comes in.
Not me.
And Mary's parents are orthopedic surgeons.
They work with their hands a lot.
Okay, you know what? Maybe it is the knee locking thing, because I do have a consultation with your parents.
How is your knee, Teach?
Oh, yeah. You do have a consultation.
Not great.
Ripped it up rollerblading, right?
Right.
You went to Venice Beach and rollerbladed
for
the first time in your life?
That is part of your case, right? We don't really know the details.
And yeah, you were falling down the stairs and grabbed someone's dress?
Well, that's specious. I don't want to get into it with the judge's son here because I don't want that to affect the trial. But I will say that if you are going to go rollerblading at Venice for the first time, make sure you're not top heavy. Make sure you've got a low center of gravity and don't start near the stairs.
Right.
Start away from the stairs.
Good advice. Teach. Yeah.
As far as the knee locking goes, maybe we can bring you forward and have you sitting, and then we'll know if that's the issue or not.
I was actually hoping to be the accompanist.
Accompanist.
I was actually hoping to play piano as the accompanist.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah. That way I could be sitting down.
Even though you have braces on all your fingers.
Yeah. What of it, Sheila? God, you're such a
Sorry. My personality is knowing everything about everybody and know nothing about myself.
Well, let's watch the cursing, first of all.
Sorry, but Sheila's being a beep, beep, beep.
That's
beep,
enough.
Beep,
hey, that's enough.
Beep, beep, beep.
Your Foley is getting so amazing. It's so great that we have a Foley person for all the plays. That was a genius idea,
Thank
DJ.
You. Well, and you're very talented at it. Unfortunately, with the accompanist stuff, you know, Mrs.
Sorry, wait, what'd you say?
Accompanist, I guess okay. is what it is. Cool. Accompanist. Mrs. Dufresne gets paid to do that.
I still don't think we're there on that word. I don't think we're there. I know I'm only a ninth grade student.
Well, the reason why I know it is because my mom invented that word. So that's kind of her job.
That's right. Your mom works at the dictionary.
She works at the dictionary store. So it's actually accompanist. Accompanist.
Wait, isn't the store one of the points of location in the trial?
It's true.
It is, yeah.
But yeah, teacher, just to be clear, kind of like I have no problems at home because my mom, I'm able to go to the store, the dictionary store is my mom, and I'm kind of like her special little helper. And I did see what happened when you came in.
That's okay. Well, what do you want to do? What part do you want to sing? What part do you want to sing?
Oh, for me, I'd like to be the conductor.
Well, I think that's doable as long as we get our story straight on what you saw for the trial.
Sheila can't be the conductor. She has two casts for arms.
And she's wearing the wrong kind of hat.
Not to mention her rhythm, but...
Okay, fine. Let me be the tambourinist.
Well, that's Mr. Dufresne, you know.
Who? Both,
Mr. and Mrs. Dufresne do all of our accompaniment.
Oh, that's right. Andy Dufresne.
Yes.
He got out of jail.
I hope not to end up like Andy in a lot of ways. So, and we're doing a good thing for him, you know. So I don't want to take that away from him.
Yeah.
I do. Okay, but I do want to respect your roles and make sure that we remember that part of the reason I'm doing this is to make sure that everyone does their role in life to get me off for grabbing this woman's dress and pulling her down the stairs, allegedly.
Near a dictionary store.
Near a dictionary store in Venice Beach.
Right on the boardwalk. The dictionary store.
I get a shirt that says Tasha's
0.0.
So I'll guys say something to you, teacher.
Okay,
at
Sheila.
At first, it seemed like you really cared about us, but the more we learned, it seems like you have interior motives.
Mm-hmm.
Just quick pause. Ulterior. just don't want you to make that mistake in front of your
Thanks,
mom.
I was really confused.
Well, I'm an interior decoration motive.
Oh.
But you are hiding it, Teach. Yeah. You are hiding it. You are being kind of interior about your motives.
I guess I am. Look, I think that we can express ourselves through the art, and I want to give you all the chance to do the song the way you want because my future's writing.
Hello,
on.
Dad?
Uh-oh.
It's the judge.
No.
Uh-oh.
It was a phantom call. There's nobody there. It happens a lot.
What happened? You looked and then...
I thought I felt a vibration. I assumed it was my dad. And
hey, Jeff, I have an idea. Maybe if we do a really good job at the performance, your dad will want to be there for you.
I know.
And then he'll have to cancel the trial because he wants to be a better dad.
Right.
Maybe he'll switch careers.
I wish. I freaking wish. What does he do again?
The judge.
Oh, my God. He's always doing verdicts. He's never home. And when he is, he's steaming his robe and the...
Judging you.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, let's
it's
try...
sad.
I don't know what I was thinking. You do belong down there. That's great. So let's try. Let's get back into...
Right, say it ain't
say
so.
Say it ain't so.
Right.
You can conduct if you'd like to.
Well,
And then we'll get you sitting on the front of the risers there, maybe, instead of standing in the back.
Maybe play the piano.
Well, no, again, that's Mrs. Dufresne, but you could...
I could get rid of her! I could get rid of Mrs. Dufresne!
Mary!
Jesus, Mary.
Mary.
Joseph.
What?
Jesus. Why don't you use that emotion for the song?
Sheila, you fucking beep! Piss me off so beep bad. But okay.
My heart is a heartbreaker.
Just the quickest pause. Let's count it in and all start at the same time. And the same part of the song.
Right, sorry. Sorry, I just love words so much, and I love the opportunity to use them.
I think we just have a bad teacher. Do you know what I mean? It's hard to know when to come in.
You, kid. Wow.
I think we should go on strike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Don't go.
Put the teacher in jail.
No.
Put the teacher in jail. No more ding dongs.
You're a ding dong.
Why are we even singing Weezer? That's weird.
No, it's updated. It's updated. It's exciting and
it's
cool.
Not
you
cool.
Make us sing the weirdest music, teacher. I'm telling my dad to throw the book at you.
Oh, gee. No. Come on. What do you
Life
guys want?
I'll do in prison.
Oh, my God. My
Your
phone's
dad.
Ringing. Ring.
It's
ring.
Jeff's dad.
Hello? There was no one.
Oh,
shoot.
Say it ain't so.
Not only are your parents neglectful, but you constantly
a lot of
think
butt
they're
dials.
Calling.
Yeah.
That's crazy. You guys have cell phones. I'm not able to because of the plate in my head.
Oh, man. Is that okay? Are you doing okay? That's new, right?
It's new, yeah.
How was the surgery? We totally forgot to ask.
It's like a dinner plate, right?
I've been staring at it all day.
Right?
But I totally...
It's a dinner plate that they couldn't get out of your head?
Yeah. You had a big soft spot, and they couldn't find anything to put over it?
Yeah, it's a dinner plate that still has roast beef and mashed potatoes on it in my head.
I did want to address something. No eating meals off of her head, you guys. It's disrespectful to the surgery.
Yeah, please stop, Mary.
What?
Mary.
What? I'm starving.
Oh, my gosh. How's that sauce? It's from Costco.
Scene. Very nice.
Nice tie-in.
Thanks.
This episode is sponsored by Costco Market.
And all
the place
stuff.
We just said we don't like going because you can't buy as much stuff as they have. We've done it again. Alyssa Sabo, what would you like to plug? Where can people find you?
Oh, you can find me on Instagram at Alyssa_Sabo. And I'm on TikTok, too. I don't like to post on there as much because I don't believe in it. But at AlyssaSabo, _.
Great. And Monica, where can people find you? What would you like to plug?
You can also find me on Instagram. You can't find me on TikTok because I don't believe in it. But listen,
yeah.
I have a show later this month.
Oh, yeah. I don't know when this comes out. March 31st.
Great. Yeah, this will be on time.
Great.
Yeah, we have a Sabo and Lumba
Easter
show.
Sunday,
Easter
7
Sunday,
7 p.m. at UCB Theater.
Women's rights.
Hilarious.
We love women.
It's the most boring.
Is it an improv show? What's the show?
It's called Sabo and Lumba, and it's a talk show.
Oh, so it's
amazing.
It's the same one you did for Valentine's.
Yeah,
okay,
we had a Valentine's
great.
Day show. We had a holiday show where we had 3 Craigslist Santas compete. Or top Santa, and then we
so
all
we're
going to
be doing some Easter Bunny comedy, probably.
I love it. Yeah. Well, I mean, and a lot of you at home are saying, "Ugh, more Easter Bunny comedy." I've seen so much of this. I know what you mean. It's probably a little too rote, but I say, still go see it.
This
I think
is the show.
See it.
For Easter
yeah,
Bunny
yeah,
comedy.
Yeah, yeah. Easter Bunny comedy.
Well, thanks for doing our show. That was so fun. Check out their show on the 31st at UCB. Ryan, anything we want to talk about here?
No, not a ton. I think we're going to be in Rhode Island in May, so go check that out. Get tickets for that.
Yeah,
Grande's going to be out there. And yeah, very good.
That's my Rhode Island.
Rhode
the waves
Island.
Of Rhode Island.
Wow.
Very good.
I'm there.
Wow.
I'm there.
Ding.
It's Taylor Swift's house everyone talks about.
Oh,
that's
God.
Here.
Oh, God.
Sorry. I
There's
can't.
A big seagull here, too. But other than that, yeah, thanks so much to Trenton Oliver for editing all of our stuff, Annie Wu for our logo, and Casey Traylor for our wonderful theme song, and everybody for listening. Thanks to all of our patrons, all of our free listeners. Tell your friends, leave a review, post it on social media, whatever.
You nailed it.
Yeah.
Thanks again for being here, y'all. That was so
thanks
fun.
For
thanks
having
for having us.
Bye.
God
Bye.
Bless.
No. No.
No.
God bless.
What's up, Man Dog Pod listeners? Thank you so much for tuning in to today's free episode. If you want to hear the full episode, it's available over on our Patreon, patreon.com/YouretheManNowDog. We've got full episode audio and video for everything we've done, a huge archive of tons of fun stuff with all your favorite comedians. Check it out today. Once again, that's patreon.com/YouretheManNowDog. Thanks so much, and have a great day.